people are talking 6'7". We just stick with 96.9, and it rocks.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6781. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6781. That's 800-575-6781. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as the spring high school sports season continues to wind down in the latter part of this week, and we're back in Manhattan, Kansas at Toyton Family Stadium. It's Consolation Day here in Class 2-1A for the State Baseball Championship Tournament. And glad to bring you the broadcast today. Third place on the line this week between the 4-seed Rossville Bulldogs and the 3-seed Frankfort Wildcats. Seth Tollefson alongside Jake Spaulding will join me in a moment. I'm Brandon Tadman with the broadcast here. We're getting up to it. So nearly a 2-hour delay, but we are on the air here in Manhattan and excited to bring you Frankfort and Rossville State Baseball Championship Tournament in Class 2-1A with the winner getting that third place trophy. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV. Keep both machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder, ride ready.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues here in Manhattan. The rain has been an issue. We're glad to just be here with you today. We got Jake Spaulding. He'll join me in just a little bit. I'm Brandon Tammel. We got Seth Tollefson in our 92.1 KMZA and the Pulse 96.9 studios here with the simulcast with Rossville and Frankfort. Class 2-1A State Baseball Championship Tournament and the consolation final with third place on the line. Let's talk about the postseason adventures for both of these teams to get to this point here today. Let's start with the road team on the scoreboard, the four-seed Rossville Bulldogs. They have a record of 24-5. You know, pretty stout in their regional tournament. They were the two-seed going in, started with a 10-run victory, 14-4 over St. Mary's. Semifinals defeating Jackson Heights, 13-0, and then a regional championship over Mission Valley. That final was 4-1. Earlier this week, in the first-round game over in Kansas City, Rossville had no issues with the five-seed in Marmaton Valley, a 10-0 five-inning win. And then yesterday, of course, the top seed, Thomas More Prep, Monarchs, they were just too much. And TMP, the victory over the Dogs, that final was 6-2, putting Rossville in this game today. Now on the other side, the three-time Twin Valley League champs, the Frankfort Wildcats, their first trip to state since 1961. Of course, the revival of the program only been since 2024, so been quite the turnaround for the Wildcats, chance for a top three finish here in 2026. You know, they were very tested in their opening round game of regionals, beating the 16 seed. It was Atchison County, but it was 7-6. So they got a tight test in round one, Onega and Jefferson County North. In their two other regional games, both 10 plus run victories there. So Frankfort getting to the state tournament, the first round game, a little bit of a sluggish start, but they would pull away from Southern Lyon County, the sixth seed, by a final score of 13-7. And then yesterday, the perennial power, that is St. Mary's Colgan. Wildcats, offensively, not much, but it got to the seventh inning with the Cats down one. They had an opportunity, but Colgan would hold on, survive in advance. Literally yesterday for Colgan. Again, the final score over Frankfort was 4-3, setting us up for the Dogs and the Cats here today in this consolation final in Class 2-1A. Jake Spaulding joins me up next. We'll get you the lineups and the first pitch. Glad to be a part of your cloudy and gloomy Thursday afternoon. We got some high school baseball coming your way next.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and better power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive. Contact Ag Partners Co-op today for Fieldmaster. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 2-1A State Baseball Championship Tournament here in Manhattan, Kansas. And we're live on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Seth Tollefson in studio alongside Jake Spaulding. Brandon Tema with you in Manhattan, Toynton Family Stadium and the home of Kansas State University. Today, third place is on the line in this 2-1A baseball tournament, and it's down to the 4-3 matchup with Frankfurt and Rossville. And let's get you today's lineup cards for this final game of the season for both of these squads today. Four seed and the road team on the scoreboard. The Rossville Bulldogs with a record of 24-5 overall. And they go like this here today against the Cats, leading it off. And in center field, that is Jacoby McDonald. In right field and batting second, that is Connor Bush. Batting third, the shortstop, that is Cannon Mitchell. In the cleanup spot and pitching today, that is Cameron Miller. The left fielder and batting fifth, that is Cale Horrock. Batting sixth and catching is Cooper Meyer. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cole Graves. The eighth spot is first baseman, Jordan Martinick. And rounding it out, the nine-hole hitter and third baseman, Cale Horgan. So again, for the Dogs today, McDonald in center, Bush in right, Mitchell at short. Miller pitching, Horrock in left, Meyer catching. Graves at second, Martinick at first, and Horgan is the third baseman. For the Frankfurt Wildcats, the three seed and the home team on the board under head coach Drew Hinton. Wildcats a record of 24-4 entering this game today. Henry Ketter leads it off. He'll be catching today. Shortstop is Wes Anderson. He'll bat second. Batting third, the first baseman, Eli Ketter. Cleanup spot, that is center fielder, Landon Schreiner. Batting fifth, the second baseman, that is Peyton Adams. Pitching and batting sixth today, that's Colton Caffrey. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Luke Smith. Gage Wanklin, the left fielder, batting eighth. And rounding it out, number nine in the order, that is right fielder, Creighton Farrar. So again for the Cats, head coach Drew Hinton. Ketter catching, Anderson at short, Ketter at first. Schreiner in center, Adams at second, Caffrey pitching. Smith at third, Wanklin in left, Farrar is in right field. Again, cloudy, rain showers throughout. Wildcats, the home team in the red uniform tops. Rossville, the road team in the black uniform tops. Both team rocking some red and some white along the jersey trim as well. Jake Spaulding alongside Gerd Stern. It's been a long time coming to get to this game today, and certainly the time and the weather has played a factor in. You know, a little bit behind, but either way, a third-place game here today, and two of our locals here today going at it. We're going to have a lot of fun with this one today.
Yeah, this will be a lot of fun. Two teams that want to leave this state tournament with a third-place finish, both of them in competitive semifinal games. You've already set the stage for that, but you've got two different styles here with this one because you got a freshman in Colton Caffrey on the bump for Frankfurt, and you've got the ace on the mound for Rossville in Mr. Cam Miller, and so you know that the Rossville Dogs like to get on base quickly, and they like to swipe some bags to their leadoff hitter in Jacoby McDonald, but you got their ace fire thrower on the bump, and so you got more finesse with Caffrey, and you got more overpowering speed with Cam Miller on the bump. Two contrasting styles on the mound, but two very good defensive teams, V-Tad, and we're just really excited to be able to cover two local teams battling it out for third place here in Manhattan today.
Simulcast here on the Pulse and KMZA 92.1 FM. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we go. And it is the center fielder, Jacoby McDonald. Colton Caffrey, a starting pitcher and a right-handed thrower for the Frankfurt Wildcats. 2-1A state baseball wrapping up here today for these two. And third place on the line, Caffrey's first pitch to Jacoby McDonald inside for ball one.
Straight away defensively here for Frankfurt to against Jacoby McDonald. Schreiner landed out center, shading a little bit more left center.
And a ground ball to the right side off the bat of McDonald. Adam Fields on to first in time for the out.
Seen that from Jacoby a handful of times throughout this, put the ball to second base and fielded cleanly there by Adams for the 4-3 putout.
Oh, the loss for Rossville yesterday to TMP in the semifinal, 6-2. That snapped a 15-game winning streak. Dogs record 24-5 entering this consolation final. And Connor Bush steps in, and Caffrey's first pitch missing inside for ball one. Well, Connor Bush entered the state tournaments with a 3.44 batting average. As he watches one go outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes here on Connor. Rossville had no issues in the quarters on Monday over in Kansas City. A 10-0 win over the five-seed Marmaton Valley Wildcats. Now they're seeing another Wildcat squad here in this third-place game. Caffrey fires one in there, and it catches the inner edge for a called strike.
You know, you and I were driving over here. You said it's a battle of cats and dogs, and this is the second time the Dogs have had to take on some cats.
Frankfurt had their 10 at game winning streak snapped with the loss to Colgan yesterday. And that went in there for a called strike. And from 2-0 to 2-2 here on Connor Bush.
Now, I talked about at the top of the broadcast, young man Caffrey on the bump, a very methodical pitcher, very poised and off speed.
Trying to go two up, two down. The 2-2 just missed inside, and Connor Bush has worked a full count at 3-2. Cannon Mitchell also two up here in this inning for Rossville, representing the Big East. And a kick and deal. And it's popped up on the right side of the infield. Backing up into shallow right is Adams, the second baseman. And he will put away the first two dogs here in the first. As Bush pops out the second, two up, two down for Cannon Mitchell.
Good piece of pitching there if you're Mr. Caffrey for Frankfurt. Again, not going to overpower you with fastball, but good precision, accuracy on his locations and off-speed pitches. Gets a pop-up there from Connor Bush.
Well, here is Cannon Mitchell. He has driven in runs in each of the first two games in this state tournament. And he did break and has continued to pile on a school record this season for RBIs in a year, as that number is north of 50 here today. And a ground ball left side, but foul. One ball, one strike here on Cannon Mitchell. He's these team's 24 wins.
He's an impressive young man. Phenomenal shortstop is Cannon Mitchell. And you mentioned all of his accolades on the right side of the batter's box, but he's definitely been that guy for these Dogs.
And the pitch here by Caffrey goes off speed, missing outside. Two balls, one strike. Defensively for Caffrey, got Henry Ketter catching. Eli Ketter at first, Adams at second, Anderson at short. You got Smith at third, Wanklin, Schreiner, and Farrar left to right field. Now this one's put out into left center field, and it drops in for a two-out single. So Cannon Mitchell doing what he does best, and that is get on base.
Good piece of hitting there. He's ahead in the count, 2-1, and Caffrey brought an inside breaking pitch to him, and Mitchell got his front foot down, waited on it patiently, and drove it into left field for a base knock.
Let's see if Rossville can keep the line moving here in the top of the first with two down. Mitchell at first base for Cam Miller. Does get the start today on the mound. We'll see him in the next half inning. Caffrey's first pitch out of the stretch is a little bit low for ball one.
Your favorite thing right here, B-Tab, pitcher v. pitcher duel here.
I do appreciate the pitcher v. pitcher battle. And you talk about Caffrey being a freshman in this spot. Cam Miller's been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's all righty. That is Cam Miller in that right side batter's box. Caffrey chucks it over to first. Mitchell back in there safely.
Really good multi-sport athlete, like we like to make sure we tell people plenty of times, is Cam Miller, great football player, phenomenal basketball player.
Very good basketball player, no doubt. Tops one of the best in the Big East. Caffrey's next pitch outside, and two balls, no strikes. Now the count on Cam Miller. Rossville entered the state tournament at right about 10 runs per game offensively. Of course, 10 runs in that first one against Marmaton Valley, but held to just two in the loss yesterday, the top-ranked TMP. Now, this is a high fly ball out towards center field. Schreiner backing up, still backing up, and he makes the catch with the back pedal motion to retire the Dogs in the top of the first inning. So Cannon Mitchell gets on, but that is it as Miller flies out to center to end the frame. No score. We go to the bottom of the first. It's high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, again, Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. Again, the site and home of Kansas State University. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tabman with you. Third place on the line here in the Class 2-1A State Baseball Tournaments. Rossville and Frankfort scoreless as we go to the bottom of inning number. Rossville got a two-out single from Cannon Mitchell in the top of the first, but nothing more after that. And now Cam Miller on the bump. Henry Ketter, Wes Anderson, and Eli Ketter. Jake Spaulding, top three in the Wildcat lineup.
Well, opposite of what we talked about and what we saw from Caffrey in the top half of the first inning, Cam Miller likes to throw hard fastballs, and he's really good with that. Throws the ball hard, really good accuracy. So this Frankfort lineup has got to be ready to swing early against him. He does have a really good off-speed, kind of a slider, slurve type of pitch that he likes to go to as well. But top three for the Wildcats, trying to make some noise here early.
Here is Henry Ketter to lead it off. Miller's first pitch in there for a called strike, and the bottom of the first is underway. Four at-bats yesterday for Henry, and that loss to Pitt Colgan, and all four resulted in strikeouts. A little closed on that stance. He's quickly down 0-2 here on Miller. Here's the pitch, and a fastball missing high. One ball, two strikes.
Good job there by Ketter to lay off. That was a great pitch coming in from Miller because he's trying to see if he can get Henry to chase it out of the zone. Henry laid off.
One ball, two strikes. Miller out of the windup. He'll deal it in there, and that one just missed outside. 2-2. Well, Jake, if I would have told you yesterday before Frankfort took the field against Pitt Colgan that they'd only end the game with one hit, I doubt you think the final's going to be 4-3, but that was the case, and there's a called strike three on the inner edge, and Henry Ketter down looking in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, that was a nice little swerve we talked about from Cam Miller, and Ketter thought it was coming inside. It broke back across the plate. Good pitch for the punch out, but you mentioned that game yesterday for Frankfort. Yeah, I would have never guessed it would be a 4-3 ball game, but patience at the plate. They found a way to get runners on. Just couldn't scratch off that fourth run to tie the game.
And Miller's first offering here to Wes Anderson is a little bit low for ball one. Now, Wes yesterday in his four at-bats against Colgan, it's score run, only time reaching because he was hit by a pitch. Now one's in there for a strike, now 1-1. Defensively behind Miller, Meyer catching, Horgan at third, Mitchell at short. You got Graves at second, Martinet at first. Wanklin, McDonald, Bush from left to right field. Now off the right hand of Miller, and it gets over to the shortstop, Mitchell, who fires it over to Martinet in first in time for the classic 1-6-3 putout.
The classic 1-6-3, you say. Good job there by Miller. And that's something you also want to see. Or not want to see if you're a coach, is that your right-handed pitcher stabs at a hard-hit baseball with his right hand, but a little deflection, and Cannon Mitchell is an amazing shortstop, punches out Frankfort shortstop for the second out.
Here's Eli Ketter, the freshman, up in the box. First pitch by Miller is fouled straight back for strike number one. Three at-bats yesterday for Eli against Colgan, and he walked once, also was hit by a pitch, so he reached in two of his three at-bats. That one just missed outside. One ball, one strike.
You mentioned the freshman here in Ketter. Also, Luke Smith and Colton Caffrey. Three freshmen in the starting nine for Frankfort in the state tournament.
And now to the opposite field. It's a line drive shot. Hit hard off the bat, but Martinek stabbing it at first to secure the quick three-up and three-down inning for Cam Miller and Rossville. No score after one. High school baseball continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, it's Joint Family Stadium in Manhattan, side of the 2-1A State Baseball Tournament, and the consolation final here today. Third place on the line between Rossville and Frankfurt. Then we go to the second inning here. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tatman, Seth Tollefson with you as Cale Horak leads it off here for Rossville, and he puts this one into play right back up the middle and out into center field for a leadoff hit here in the second.
Well, the second hit allowed here by Caffrey in this ball game, and first pitch swinging there by Mr. Cale Horak, the left fielder, gets the second base runner on board for the Dogs here in this third place game.
So here is now Cooper Meyer, a catcher here, wears jersey 21 for Rossville. See how aggressive maybe Horak gets here. Doesn't go after a sizable lead, and first pitch there to Meyer, a little bit low for ball one. No score, top of the second. Of course, we have some coverage over in Lawrence, but that is being hindered right now by the weather, Jake Spaulding, as this one gets to the backstop on a pitch that was in the dirt and up into second base with nobody out. A wild pitch there, that is Cale Horak.
Yeah, you're able to move up to second base, as you mentioned, but yeah, over in Lawrence right now, a lightning and rain delay. Jeff West was leading Haven 6-0 in that third place 3A softball ball game, but that was, again, delayed till at least 5:30 here today.
Well, it's cloudy here in Manhattan, but right now no rain. Knock on wood as this one's fouled straight back by Meyer. 2-1 now the count with Horak at second base and nobody out. So Rossville, a couple of opportunities here early. Let's see if they could scratch off the first run here in the second. Pretty straight up with that stance. Meyer is right side batter's box, and he gets out in front of this one and loops it foul over by the playground to the left.
Playground, it's been busy over there.
And it's 2-2. Of course, you got state baseball and softball wrapping up here over today and tomorrow, plus state track gets going tomorrow as well into Saturday. Now a slow roller foul, and Meyer still at 2-2. As Cale Horak still at second base after a wild pitch, led off the inning with a single. Now, Frankfurt team, again, that did not have a baseball program for a while, and then 2024, it comes back to life, and fast forward just a few years later, here they are fighting for third place in the state tournament, and Caffrey delivers an off-speed pitch, and Meyer over the top of it. And down he goes for out number one.
Again, good off speed from Caffrey. That's his MO. Again, he's not going to overpower these hitters from Rossville, but he can pick his poison in his bag of tricks. Gets his first strikeout of the game.
Here's Cole Graves, runner at second, one out. First strikeout today for Caffrey, swinging at the first pitch, and it's just looped foul to the right side. Hits the dirt quickly for strike one. Jordan Martinek will follow. Rossville trying to get on the board here first. Two really good seasons, of course, for these teams, and obviously an opportunity here today for a third-place finish at the state tournament. Now, Rossville, their second consecutive trip. Last year, they lost a 1-0 heartbreaker to Remington in the opening round over in Great Bend. And that one there by Caffrey a little bit low, one ball, one strike.
Martinek on deck, but Graves in a big spot here early for Rossville. Again, this inning started with Horak, a leadoff single. He stands at second base right now with one away.
Well, Graves 0-for-3 in the quarters on a Monday. That win against Marmonton Valley, and this one stabbed down at third by Smith, and a long throw skips in there in time for the out. What a play, starting with Smith at third, and Eli Ketter securing it at first. That was all the way across the diamond for out number two.
Unbelievable play right there from Smith, as you mentioned. That was a hot shot to the hot corner, long throw, and then Eli Ketter picks it from first to secure the second out of the inning. Moving up to third was Cale Horak on the throw.
And now it's up to Martinek, who steps in there, fouls it down the third baseline, couple feet left of a playable ball, and it's 0-1 the count. Now you got to be productive here, Martinek, here, if you want to get on the board if you're Rossville. Two outs, runner at third. We're in the top of the second, no score. Third place on the line here in Class 2-1A. Next pitch by Caffrey outside. Evens the count. One ball, one strike. And Rossville again, they certainly had a, don't want to say handful of opportunities yesterday, certainly few and far between against Thomas More Prep. Martinek hits this out towards left field. Running in on it is Wanklin, more into the gap and left center. He does make the catch. And that retires Martinek and retires Rossville here in the second. 1.5 through it here in Manhattan. No score. It's high school baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch. Stream the game around the fire pit. And keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, bottom of the second inning here in Manhattan. Landon Treiner leading it off here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And Treiner fouling away the first pitch here from Rossville's Cam Miller as we are scoreless into the home second. And now Treiner stepping out with the count 0-1. Peyton Adams, Colton Caffrey, Jake Spaulding due up for the Cats. Here in the second, still early, no score.
Early going here. Both teams kind of, again, pitchers getting comfortable. Rossville's got two hits in this game. They've left one runner on base each of the first two at-bats for themselves. Frankfurt trying to get their first base runner of this ball game. But, you know, we knew these two teams would be looking at, again, one powerful pitcher from Miller as he throws a strike there to Treiner to go ahead and count 1-2. But the opportunity here for Rossville, a powerful pitcher on the bump, again, Caffrey for Frankfurt, more precision.
And the 1-2 just hacks away foul, barely staying alive there with Treiner. We'll try it at least one more time at 1-2. And no, Frankfurt yesterday did not look good for them early against Colgan, but they battled in the middle innings, ultimately forced Colgan to use three arms yesterday. Well, those three arms combined for 13 strikeouts. Next pitch low and away, good stop there by Meyer, and two balls and two strikes here on Treiner.
Do up, as you mentioned, Adams next, Caffrey in the hole. If anybody gets on, Luke Smith for the Wildcats.
Next pitch in the dirt ball, 3. So Treiner coming back behind in the count. Now it's full at 3-2.
Good at-bat here from Treiner. Again, this is the longest at-bat thus far that Cam Miller's had to face against Frankfurt early.
Well, Treiner 3 at-bats, and now he takes one knee-high, called strike 3. Not to say he scored a run in the first-round game earlier this week, but he's going to start this game in Manhattan on the pine with an early strikeout, and that's now two strikeouts here for Cam Miller. Now one look, and that brings up Peyton Adams. And Miller's first offering in there for a strike. No score, bottom of the second. Frankfurt looking for that first base runner. Jake mentioned Rossville, a couple of base runners in the first two innings, but unable to get one across. Now one ball, one strike here on Adams. Got to go all the way back to 1961, Jake. Last time Frankfurt baseball had made state.
Man.
Long time.
Long time and very young team. Only senior on this nine-man roster today.
That's Wes Anderson, and there's an off-speed pitch that Adams fooled completely, swung on and missed, and down he goes.
Third strike out of the game here for Cam Miller early. Two of them looking at the first one that's waved at a pitch, but Cam Miller, again, can overpower hitters. He's got a little bit of an opportunity to pull the string.
Here's Caffrey. Fastball in there for a called strike. Well, here's Caffrey, one of the underclassmen that is certainly in the opportunity here to have Frankfurt set up to be pretty darn good in baseball over the next few seasons. Building on this 2026 campaign. Caffrey quickly finds himself behind at 0-2. Call it strike 3. Well, that was as quick of a 1-2-3 strikeout as we've seen all week. And that is now four strikeouts for Cam Miller. strikes out the Cats in order here in the bottom of the second inning. No score in MHK. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfort can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry travel-long trailers, Merit aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfort, or online at trailers4u.com.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Inning number three at Soynton Family Stadium, Class 2-1A State Baseball Tournament, and the consolation final, third place on the line with Rossville and Frankfort, and no score is Colton Caffrey back to work. Hale Horgan leading it off for Rossville, and he sends this one deep out into left field, backing up near the track and making the catch. Gage Wanklin with a lengthy commute to secure out number one.
Longest out of this game and probably hardest hit ball we've seen. The nine-hole hitter, Cale Horgan, put a charge into that one, but Gage Wanklin from Frankfort, left fielder, he tracked it the whole way, made that grab on the warning track, and if that ball was hit just another 5 feet, I think this wind would have carried it out of here.
Right back to the top of the order here as Jacoby McDonald takes one a little bit low for a ball, and he grounded out really swiftly in his first at bat. Over to second base. Adams making a nice play. McDonald set the Rossville school record this season for runs scored. He has certainly added to that number here in the state tournament, but before the state tournament even began, that number for McDonald was at 45. And he'll watch a 2-0 from Caffrey go outside to make it three balls and no strikes. Well, you feel like here in Manhattan, the sun is certainly trying to find its way through the cloudy skies.
Yeah, just, 45 miles to the east.
And that pitch is low and outside, ball four. And McDonald
looking for two.
Works a one-out walk, and that ball getting all the way to the backstop.
Now
the
throw!
Second base, all the way from behind home. Henry Ketter guns down McDonald at second base, trying to get sneaky with it.
Unbelievable throw from Henry Ketter. You said it. He was all the way against the backstop. Fires it down to second base on one hop, and the speedy Jacoby McDonald tried to swipe an extra bag, and Ketter said, oh, nay, nay, that's the second out of the inning.
So that clears the bases and two outs, and here's Connor Bush. And Caffrey delivers the called strike number one. Can't emphasize enough the length of that throw by Henry Ketter.
Wow.
Near the padded wall all the way behind home and then all the way to second base to get a very fast Jacoby McDonald. Now Smith fielding a grounder to third and on to first. Not in time. They're going to stay safe. Bang, bang play on the infield grounder and Connor Bush beats it out. Tie goes to the runner. And Rossville's inning continues with Cannon Mitchell.
Very long throw from Smith. We've seen him make that already one time in this game, but quick speed there from the senior, Connor Bush. And you mentioned that tie goes to the runner. His foot hit the bag right as the ball hit the mitt of Eli Ketter. Safe at first with two away.
That's the third hit already here for Rossville. Still have yet to scratch a run, and one of those hits was Cannon Mitchell, as he is one for one today with a single. Starts in front, one ball, no strikes. Caffrey out of the stretch, right v right matchup. Comes in sidearm and missed inside. And it's 2-0 here on Cannon Mitchell. First team all state, first team all league a year ago. Certainly on pace. Are those two honors once again here in 2026? A shortstop for Rossville, Cannon Mitchell, the pitch. And he laces this one foul down the left field line, way out in front of it. And Caffrey gets a tally on the board. It's 2-1.
2-1 account to the ever-dangerous Mitchell with two away. And Caffrey, again, this is the third consecutive inning where the Dogs have had a base runner on. Three straight innings with a hit as well.
It's Connor Bush with a light lead at first currently. Count 2-1. Here's the offering to Mitchell. Caffrey just barely missed. The Frankfurt fans did not agree. 3-1. We got the windows open here where
we sit,
Jake, and I feel like we are amongst the patrons outside the fact that we are dry and some of them are not.
Well, kind of dry. Start to sprinkle a little bit, but I have to close this window.
And a 3-1 is chopped foul to the left side, so the count runs full on Cannon Mitchell. We're in the top of the third inning here at Toynt Family Stadium. Frankfurt and Rossville baseball fighting for third place here in the 2-1A state tournament. Dialed in on 92.1 KMZA, also the Pulse 96.9.
Connor Bush will be off on the pitch here, 3-2 count.
And he's off, and this one is absolutely smoked deep out into left field. Wanklin looking up, and at one hops the fence. Connor Bush rounding third. He's going to score, pulling up about halfway through. Easy breezy for Rossville. And Cannon Mitchell coming alive again. A two-out RBI double for the game's first run.
He's an RBI king, B-10. Just when the opportunity's there, he takes advantage. And that ball, you mentioned it, one hops the fifth. Gage Wanklin gave it every bit of effort that he could, but could not get underneath it. And with two outs, that safe call, the hustle from Connor Bush to keep the inning going, produces a Rossville run. They now lead 1-0.
And still, two outs, Cam Miller up, and the first pitch by Caffrey a little bit low for ball one. Cam Miller, first at bat, a final out of the first, the fly out to center. A back-to-back base knocks and provided Rossville the first run of the game here in the third. Caffrey. Fastball there, another one low. 2-0 here on Miller. Well, the record continuing to add as far as Cannon Mitchell's single-season RBI number at Rossville. Another one outside, 3-0 here on Cam Miller. Would think the green light, Jake, would be on for him if he gets the pitch that he likes here off the right arm of Colton Caffrey.
I would agree.
Yeah, Mitchell at second. And the pitch, and it runs inside, ball four.
Nearly hits him, but it doesn't matter if it did or did not. He's getting a free bag regardless.
That's the second walk given up by Caffrey here in the early going, and the line keeps moving now for Cale Horrock. So two on and two outs. Rossville, they have scored the first run here in this inning. An RBI double by Mitchell. He is at second. Now Miller occupying first, and a time called by the infield umpire. As Rossville is going to bring out a courtesy runner for Miller.
Yeah, that's going to be
Gavin Sumner
coming in to run.
We saw him yesterday get an opportunity on the pass, and now he does so here today. So Sumner at first, Mitchell at second, first pitch swinging for Horrock, and he fouls it out of play for strike number one.
So the situation here for Caffrey, if you're Frankfurt, is, again, just keep the ball down, try to get a ground ball, easy third out of this inning. But if you're Horrock, you want to keep this line moving. Rossville striking. Again, have had base runners in every inning so far, getting their first run across here in the top of the third.
And Horrock has one of those four hits here early on, and now he hits this one out into the gap in left center field, and it drops in front of Wanklin. Up, and now a cutoff throw to third, tag applied, not in time. And keeping the line moving indeed was Cale Horrock. And moving up to second as well as Frankfurt kind of letting it slip away as it's now 2-0 dog.
Yeah, Horrock has an RBI single there and then heady base running. Smith had the ball just standing there at third base and was looking at his coaches in the dugout. And Horrock just took off for second. So first to third on that hit was Sumner, the courtesy runner for Miller. And Horrock now at second base with two away.
So here's Cooper Meyer now. And a base hit could double this thing up rather quickly. Instead, it's a slow roller to the left side of the infield. Wes Anderson fielding, firing, and, of course, the vacuum cleaner that is Wes Anderson cleans it up, and that retires the side.
They actually got before. It was a perfect throw from Wes, got that out over there, but they're actually going to call interference on the runner for Rossville, Cale Horak. He ran out of the baseline, made contact with Anderson, extended his left arm, and the third base umpire all over it. Third out of the inning over there from Horak.
But a couple more hits and timely ones for Cannon Mitchell and Cale Horak. Two RBIs in the inning, one for each, and Rossville leading this game 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wanklin Oil is celebrating 100 years in business on May 30th of this year. The customer appreciation event for Wanklin Oil will be held in Winifred, Kansas, starting at 4 p.m. on May the 30th. There'll be giveaways, food, live music, and fireworks. Feel free to RSVP at WanklinOil.com. Live music by the Lazy Wayne Band, fun for all ages. Make sure to attend the 100-year celebration of Wanklin Oil on May 30th.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, good start here for Rossville. 2.5 innings in, they lead Frankfort 2-0 in Manhattan, Kansas. We got Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tadman with you. Bottom third of the order here for the Wildcats, facing off against Rossville starter Cam Miller. And the first pitch in the bottom of the third inning is taken by Luke Smith for a called strike.
Well, Miller gets up there now, and he's got a lead behind him, and he's had no struggles early against this Frankfort lineup as he's gone four strikeouts through six batters and has felt completely in control thus far.
Yep, six up, six down, four strikeouts, including striking out the side in the second. So 1-1 pitch to Luke Smith is a routine grounder to the right side. Graves at second makes the play, and that is 4-3 for out number one. That'll bring up Gage Wanklin, who was certainly busy defensively that last half inning out in left field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A lot of shots came at him and made one really good play. The other one he just couldn't catch up to. Sharp shot from Mitchell.
So here is Wanklin stepping in. Batting from the left side, comes up empty on that swing and miss. And he'll start behind at 0-1. Now, before the state tournament and the loss yesterday to Colgan, the only three losses now, Frankfort suffered in the regular season. They lost twice to Donovan West. They split the four games that they played. Also a loss to Marysville as well, or take that back, one loss to Donovan West and swept at the hands of Marysville. Then the 4-3 loss yesterday to perennial power pit Colgan. 1-2, popping it up here left side. Wanklin in foul territory right up against the dugout and just out of play, so Wanklin comes back to the box and still alive at 1-2.
Yeah, staying alive beats that. He's trying to see some more pitches from Cam Miller. Miller's way ahead in this count right now, so I expect backdoor breaking ball here because the left-handed batter and Wanklin are going to try to paint the outside corner.
Creighton Farrar is on the on-deck circle here for the Wildcats. Cam Miller cruising, 7-up, 7-down. Dogs leading it 2-0 in this third-place game. And the 1-2 outside to Gage Wanklin for ball two.
Don't call me Dallas.
I don't think you've ever heard me call you that.
But it was close. I mean, you tried breaking pitch outside corner and left it just a little bit too far outside. But now on the 2-2, it's a fastball inside and a full count being worked here by Gage Wanklin.
Let's see if he can find some magic on a 3-2. He does put it out into play, shallow left center field, and it holds up enough for McDonald, the center fielder, to make the catch for the out.
Jacoby, one of the fastest players, not only in the state tournament, in the Big East, Class 2-1A, and this initial sprint off that bat, he was able to stand there, wait patiently to make the second out.
And standing in tall now is Farrar, who had the one hit yesterday for the Wildcats.
Oh, based on the right field?
An infield bunt single that produced an RBI. He also made some good defensive plays out and right as well.
Let's give some love to Creighton Farrar here for a hot second here. He stepped in because Goode got hurt in the quarterfinal matchup over in Kansas City. He stepped in and played well.
and 0-2 outside. Good eye there for Farrar, staying alive at 1-2. But Cam Miller's dealing right now, trying to go 9-up, 9-down to start. And he's got Farrar behind in the count and has him behind that pitch, swung on and missed. That's 5 strikeouts to the first time in the order. Cam Miller cruising. We played 3 here in Manhattan. The Rossville Dogs leading the Frankfort Cats 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, 3 innings in here in Manhattan. Third place on the line in state baseball for Class 2-1A. And simulcasting here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Seth Tollefson, Jake Spaulding. I'm Brandon Tabman here at Soynton Family Stadium. And right now, Rossville coming up here in the top of the fourth inning. A 2-0 lead, Jake, on Frankfort.
Well, again, good pitching really early if you're Frankfort and Caffrey, but Rossville has put the ball in play, and they've hit the ball hard.
And here's another one that's hit pretty hard out towards center field. That was off the bat of Cole Graves, and Schreiner, the center fielder, running a few steps to his left to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in the fourth.
Dogs got 5 hits in this ball game. They've had runners on base every single inning. Last inning is when they were able to plate a couple. Big thanks to Cannon Mitchell's big RBI double, followed by the Horak RBI single.
Here is Jordan Martinek, number 8 in the order, line out to left in his first AB in this game. Takes one inside for ball 1.
We talk about the youth of the Frankfort side. Rossville with some heavy upperclassmen leadership. Connor Bush, Jacoby McDonald, Cannon Mitchell, Cam Miller.
And Caffrey leans into this one and chops it foul left side.
But a lot of players that are involved in this state run for Rossville as well. Kale Horak, Kelton Laycock, Cole Graves. Also talking about this young man up the bat right now, Jordan Martinek, Cooper Meyer, all underclassmen.
Tried to paint the outer edge. Couldn't get the call there, Caffrey, and it's 2-1 here on Jordan Martinek with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 Rossville lead. And now this is on a line shot to the second baseman. Adams makes a nice play. He stabs it to his right for out number 2.
Great play there by Adams and a hard hit ball from Martinek. And again, Adams was kind of shading towards second base just a little bit. That helped him on that hot shot off the bat of Martinek and robs him of a single.
So here's Cale Horgan, 2 down. So Caffrey coming back strong after seeing 7 Rossville Dogs in that last inning. Rossville producing those 2 runs there. But Horgan starts in front here, 1 ball, no strikes. Collectively, this Rossville team all year has been very productive on the offensive side.
Well, you said averaging 10 runs a game roughly, and just top to bottom, there's no easy out in this lineup.
Your second leadoff is you have voiced numerous times your favorite spots, and you have a number 9 hitter in Cale Horgan who entered state batting just a casual 323.
Yeah, that's, again, you brought it up, so I'll echo it for a brief second. At 9-hole spots, one of my favorite in the order. Second leadoff, somebody who you can trust to get on base, whether it's somebody who can draw a walk or somebody who makes good contact with the baseball. You're not going to hit home runs a lot, but find a way to get on.
Well, 2-1 was outside there from Caffrey, so now Horgan standing tall with the count 3-1. It's on the way, and it's blown outside ball 4. So a 2-out walk. Third free pass that Caffrey has allowed. And with 2 outs and Horgan at first, third time officially through the order, we're back up to Jacoby McDonald.
Third time through the order, B. Chatham, we're just in the top of the fourth inning. Rossville's getting runners on base now. Four innings in a row. Somebody's reached safely.
Caffrey now back into the stretch as Horgan leads from first. McDonald, a walk in his last at bat. Now he lines it right to the second baseman, Adams. Another hot shot to the second baseman for Frankfurt. And again, he comes up with the line drive, and quickly McDonald retired to end the inning there. So another base runner for Rossville, but this time they come up empty. Halfway in, halfway home here at MHK with Rossville leading this game 2-0.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cam Miller right back to work here, and the Frankfurt Wildcats have the top of the order with Henry Ketter leading it off as they trail Rossville 2-0 in the home fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake, Seth, I am Brandon, all with you.
Second time to the order, like you mentioned, but Frankfurt's gone down in order each of the first three innings, three up, three down. Cam Miller rolling here early.
There's a swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball. Ketter missing it all. Two balls, one strike. So Wes Anderson to follow. Eli Ketter after that. And Rossville with the 2-0 lead. And now Miller kind of flipped himself after that pitch. Somehow nearly painted the inner edge. It missed inside for a ball, but it's kind of circled his way off the mound on a wonky looking pitch there, but seems to be okay. Now a 3-1 is low, ball four. And there's the first base runner for Frankfurt, and maybe a little momentum to start this inning.
Yeah, again, it's a 2-0 game. Rossville with the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And second time through the order, and right there, Miller, five-pitch at-bat to Ketter, only one strike thrown. You mentioned he kind of hobbled off that mound a little bit. His plant foot kind of slid away from him. Keep in mind, we're on turf. It's been raining a lot today, so
there's
slippery surface.
A little bit right now, a little bit of rain. Got the umbrellas here throughout the crowd, and some people just bearing it like champs. Some people in the ponchos.
Some people in a press box. We don't get wet.
That's right. Here's Wes Anderson with Ketter at first base. Nobody out. Rossville a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Third place on the line here in 2-1A state baseball. Cam Miller, first time working out of the stretch. The next pitch is low for ball two. So Anderson out in front here, who hit into the casual 1-6-3 put out. His first time up. Remember, hit it off the hand of Miller, that ricocheted to Mitchell at the shortstop position, ultimately thrown out. Now 2-0 is outside, three balls, no strikes.
So you got a little bit of struggle right now from Cam Miller. Walked the leadoff hitter in Henry Ketter now, way behind 3-0. And Wes Anderson, if there's anybody on this Frankfurt team that's got a green light, beat that, it's him.
I would say I 100% agree. And the 3-0, he watched it all the way, and it's outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks. Here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning, Henry Ketter to second, Anderson takes first, and now here's the first baseman, Eli Ketter.
Young man at first base for Frankfurt, and stepping in from the right side, and a big-time opportunity here in the bottom half of the fourth inning if you're Frankfurt. Runner is at first and second, nobody out, down 2-0.
Eli Ketter entered the state tournament with a batting average of .384. Tremendous regular season and regional tournament for him. He does show bunt here, and not surprised, he pulls back and he takes one for a called strike.
And he looked over at the dugout, actually kind of like nodded his head down like, dang it, I should have bunted back because it was a hard fastball from Miller. His first strike thrown in six pitches.
Two on, nobody out. First time Frankfurt's threatening here in Rossville in this game. It is a 2-0 score in favor of the Dogs, and it'll Pitch there outside to even it up at 1-1. That time Ketter did not show bunt. She kept the bat on the right shoulder, pitch tailed away outside. But let's see what happens here on a 1-1. He's up in the box from that right side. Infield in a touch. Doesn't show bunt. He takes a crack at it, and it's lined to the shortstop and caught by Mitchell. Everybody retreats. No double play, but a line out there, and Ketter retired, and now it's up to Landon Schreiner with two outs, or two on and one out.
Hard hit ball right there, and good play by Cannon Mitchell over there at shortstop. And good job there as well. Got to give credit to Ketter at second, getting back in time not to get doubled up.
So Henry Ketter again at second, and Wes Anderson at first. Here is Schreiner, check swing, kept it back just enough, pitching the dirt for ball one.
Rain starting to pick up here in Manhattan as well.
It is getting a little more heavy out there.
Again, Lawrence has been shut down for the day. That rain moving this direction.
Now, from what we've been told here in Manhattan, as long as the lightning stays away, we are G2G, and kids are just going to have to battle through the wet conditions, but I'm sure they're having some fun with it. Two on and one out here in the fourth. Frankfurt down two, but threatening. There's a fastball that's taken there by Schreiner for a called strike. And he's evened up at 1-1 here on Cam Miller.
You think it's kind of comparative to when snow is on the ground when you're playing football? You like playing in football in the snow? You like playing baseball in the rain?
It's probably been 18 years since I've played an actual competitive baseball game in any kind of weather, but that's a great off-speed pitch there by Miller, and he caught the knees for strike number two. So
Schreiner's got to protect here. One away.
Two on and one out. Frankfurt down two here in the home fourth. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Great stab by the catcher and Meyer to keep that one in front. I think even Cam Miller tapped his chest, said my bad, but also gave him the little finger point like, hey, I saw you. Great play there defensively.
Appreciate you there, Mr. Cooper Meyer. Only a sophomore for Rossville behind the dish.
Two balls, two strikes. Anderson at first. Henry Ketter at second. That pitch runs inside, and this one's going to get to the backstop. Well, this time it gets away from Meyer. That pitch was inside. And Henry Ketter to third. And Anderson into second.
You got to keep in mind, we just mentioned the conditions and how the rain was picking up a little bit. You saw Cam Miller go way outside to this right-handed batter. Meyer able to stop it. This time goes way inside. Wonder if the grip's kind of slipping here for Cam.
Only one out. Now the count is full on Schreiner. Three balls, two strikes. Miller kicks. Miller deals. And it is outside ball four. And the Wildcats have the bases loaded and one out for Peyton Adams.
This is giving me a little bit of, not nostalgia, but a flashback, I should say. As we got a stoppage here, going to have a conversation on the bump. Your coach comes out of the dugout of yesterday's game. Frankfurt, look at the scoreboard beat that. No hits in this ball game. But they got the bases loaded right now with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three walks in this inning. Yesterday they played three runs with only one hit. But this is the team that's patient at the plate when the pitcher's not throwing you strikes.
Well, again, Rossville and Frankfurt setting it up here today for this game after their losses yesterday in the semis. But, of course, haven't mentioned as much about the fact that the title game tomorrow with Thomas More Prep and Perennial Power, St. Mary's Colgan, and Colgan, of course, the defending champ, so looking to go back-to-back, and they have won a lot of state championships in baseball, has St. Mary's Colgan, as they are looking for their 23rd baseball state championship in 70 years of their existence. And here we go, back to the action. Cam Miller delivers a strike to Peyton Adams, and it's 0-1. Again, Rossville leading it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth, but the Wildcats with yet a hit on the board. They have the bases loaded and one out. And 0-1 to Adams. Oh, off speed, swung on and missed. And now Miller can really go into the bag of tricks as got Adams here at 0-2.
Way ahead. That's what we want to see for Rossville coming off that meeting. Cam Miller, back-to-back strikes.
See what he does. Goes with the high cheese and laying off of it was Adams, so 1-2.
I want to know when that phrase became a thing in broadcasting.
What? Cheese?
Cheese. When you're talking about fastball and baseball.
Great.
You know?
I mean, I'm sure that is information we can go find on Ask Jeeves. off speed and looking all the way. Bends in there for strike three. And all Adams can do is throw the bat near the dugout in frustration for the second out. Now it's up to Colton Caffrey.
He's got to keep his head a little bit as well because that home plate umpire watched him all the way to the dugout.
That is six strikeouts, and now Caffrey, big swing, coming up empty on the first offering there for strike one.
Colton can help himself out here if he's you're Frankfurt because he's got bump responsibilities for the Cats.
Frankfurt, they have him loaded without a hit, and now an opportunity here, but yet a chance they may end up coming up empty if Caffrey can't do anything. He fouls it away, and it's quickly 0-2. You got Henry Ketter at third, Wes Anderson at second, runner at first is Landon Schreiner. And Henry got on with the walk. Wes got on with the walk. And Landon got on with the walk. And then Adams just struck out for out number two. And now Caffrey is down in the hole 0-2. Big spot here for the freshman. Here's the pitch by Miller. Goes outside. Good eye. It's 1-2.
Ken Miller again with the arsenal that he's got on that mound. He's got to play around with it a little bit, way ahead in the count, 0-2, goes fastball out. See if he goes with off speed here on the inner half.
Out of the windup in the 1-2. Swing and miss. He just went with the fastball, and Caffrey couldn't keep up. Well, Frankfurt, their best opportunity by far, and they come up empty. We go to the fourth here in Manhattan. 2-0 Rossville here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seth Tollefson in studio alongside Jake Spaulding. I'm Brandon Tabman. We are in Manhattan, Kansas at Toyn Family Stadium, side of the Class 2-1A State Baseball Tournament. And Frankfurt and Rossville here battling for third. It's consolation final. We go to inning number five, Jake. Colton Caffrey back to work. And in this kind of scenario for the young freshman, I think doing a pretty darn good job as his team trails only two here to the Dogs.
Yeah, the Dogs have scattered five hits against him, but limited damage to his two runs. But Caffrey, again, he's not going to overpower you. His first pitch in there to Connor Bush is caught on the outside corner for a strike. His off-speed's been solid here in this game, and his defense has shown up as well. We've said Adam's name a lot at second base.
And Connor Bush again, as we mentioned, up to the dish. And he gets that one on the outer edge for a called strike.
Opportunity knock to the last half inning for Frankfurt. Left the bases loaded. They need a 3-3 down. Get some more confidence back on their side. If you're Rossville, Cam Miller locked it down in that last half inning. Now 7 strikeouts in the game for the big fella.
1-2 here on Connor Bush. Cannon Mitchell, Cam Miller after that here for Rossville. Freeze 1-2. Boy, barely missed. 2-2. Well, it's been consistent this week in terms of the tightness of the strike zone,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, you
expect fairly
that.
Consistent.
You do expect that in the state tournament, kind of a tight zone. You got to be really precise with the pitches.
Here's a 2-2 by Caffrey. Check swing, looking down to first and holding on. Enough was Bush, and the count runs full 3-2.
It's worked a full count, has Connor now, after being down 0-2 and again, Caffrey's got to come at him here. Not going to overpower him with anything.
here for Rossville. 3-2 is put in play on a one-hop liner. It's Wes Anderson at short, makes the throw. Good stretch by Eli Ketter to secure out number one.
And that's what you see when you have a pitcher that's not going to overpower you too much. You got to trust your defense behind you. We mentioned Luke Smith. We mentioned Peyton Adams at second. Eli Ketter at first. First time we mentioned Wes Anderson's name tonight. Good backhand and strong throw to first for out number one.
Now, Cannon Mitchell again doing what he does best, and that's produce. Today he is 2-for-2, a double, a single, an RBI and a run scored. First pitch, though, he pops this one to shallow right field. It's going to be Farrar calling everybody off to make the catch. And a good job here so far by Colton Caffrey, 2 up and 2 down.
Just can't talk enough about number 20 for Frankfurt again. I mean, yeah, it's a home run, but he hits the ball hard, no doubt.
2-1 a little bit. So I was about to say a little bit off. I thought it was a little bit out over the plate, missing that outer edge, but he does get the call. So now 2-2. Spoke too soon there. My bad. To Colton Caffrey. Comes out of the windup here, 2-2. And it's put in play. Shallow right center field. Farrar on the run, and he can't get there. Does get it nicely off the hop and holds Miller to a two-out single.
Good piece of hitting there if you're Cam Miller. And shortens up with two strikes on him and sends that ball right the same direction it came from and shallow right center field. You mentioned it, Creighton Farrar.
Grounded. Tremella is a power.
So courtesy runner is going to come in again. We'll see Sumner take the spot of Miller as he did so the last time Miller got on base. Well, the second straight inning, the Caffrey has retired the first two dogs, but then has given out a two-out base runner. That'll bring up Horak, who had an RBI single in the two-run third. 2-0 Rossville lead here in the top of the fifth, one on and two outs. And first pitch swinging, Horak sends it to Wes Anderson at shorts, and the throw getting off the bag with Ketter, but he turns around and makes the tag in time on Horak for the out.
Great play there by Ketter. Anderson able to get it there quickly, but going against his body with the throw, Eli Ketter comes off the bag, applies the tag for out number three.
So Caffrey works around the two-out single, and we go to the bottom of the fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, and Rossville leading Frankfurt 2-0.
Side application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-3600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frankfurt's Luke Smith leads off the bottom of the fifth inning here in Manhattan. Frankfurt trailing Rossville 2-0 in this third-place game in 2-1A State Baseball. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Sadman with you. Gage Wanklin, Creighton Farrar to follow. As we continue on here in MHK. Here's a 1-1 by Miller, and a swing and a miss there by Smith down in the count 1-2. Blown it back today. He's grounded out to second. Well, Frankfurt got the bases loaded their last time up thanks to 3 walks, and now a swing and a miss, and Meyer has to secure the outs and a throw to first, and he does so to Martinek in time. That gives Cam Miller now 8 strikeouts, and that's out number one here in the home fifth.
Yeah, Miller's been dealing today, no doubt about it. That's what you expect from your ace, and he pitched this efficiently on Monday. That was that 10-0 win against Marmaton Valley in the quarterfinal, and that's what you expect from Cam. And, you know, always just think, man, if the rules weren't what they are now, I get it. It's for the health and safety of the kids, but if he was able to pitch maybe in the semifinal.
And here's Wanklin, who sends one out into shallow right center field in the first hit of the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. with one out in the bottom of the fifth, courtesy of number 8 in the order.
You got to figure something out here with these hats. Every single outfielder that has had to break towards a ball like that, their hat flies off.
It's a little breezy. The rain is still coming down.
I mean, look at the flagpole, B-10. It's not blowing that much. They're just running so fast.
Here's a bunt put down by Farrar, and the decision there by Horgan at third is to get the out at first. So Wanklin into scoring position, but quickly now two outs and back to the top of the order with Henry Ketter.
Just think we got to maybe get – they're all fitted hats now, you know, the flat bill, baseball style, fitted on the back end. Just get one size a little bit smaller, fellas. Come on, keep them lids on the dome.
Some of the kids this day and age have a lot of hair, and that sticks out from the bottom of the caps, which makes it seem to be tougher to maybe keep it on. Well, with two down, it's up here to Henry Ketter. Third time now officially through the order for the Wildcats. And Miller's first pitch to Henry Ketter a little bit low for ball one.
So it's because of the lettuce, you're saying?
I guess.
Yeah.
A base hit could get Frankfurt on the board. Runner at second base with two outs here in the fifth. They trail 2-0. Miller comes at it with the fastball missing there, and it's 2-0. Well, Henry in his last at bat was one of the three free passes that Miller gave up in that inning. Ketter also struck out to begin the game.
Yeah, second at bat in as many innings for Henry.
But needs to come through with a base knock. And he lost the bat on that heavy swing, and he comes up empty. It's 2-1.
A little slippery.
There's a little bit of rain coming into play.
Little slippery out there. It's not really heavily
raining anymore.
But
steady.
Yeah.
It's been a light, steady bit of rain throughout the course of the day. Of course, we got pushed back about an hour and change to start here in Manhattan today. That pitch in there for a strike. And now 2-2 the count here on Henry Ketter. Well, this is game 3 of 4 today. And the first two games we saw both came down to the wire and were both one-run wins in the 4A class. Those were the semifinal games with Mulvane and Hayden moving on. That 2-2 in the dirt. Good stop by Meyer. Now the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Henry Ketter. Frankfurt down 2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Right now they got Gage Wanklin at second base and 2 down with Ketter.
Now the wind's picked back up pretty good now. Straight away defensively here for the Dogs against Henry Ketter.
Outside of the fourth, Cam Miller has not had to work out of the stretch all that much, and he delivers it in there for a called strike 3. So a huge way to come back, make it 9 strikeouts for Cam Miller, and the Wildcats lead 1 in scoring position. We've played 5 here at MHK, and the lead is still 2-0 for Rossville here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Community close to home.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down to the final 2 innings here in Manhattan at Thornton Family Stadium. The rain continuing to be a steady force throughout the afternoon. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Seth Tallison, 2-0 Rossville. 2-1A state baseball tournament coming down the wire. And Jake, again, the winner of this one. The third place winners here in 2026. But how about the freshman, Colton Caffrey?
Yeah.
One loser draw out here giving his team an opportunity against a very good squad out of the Big East.
Yeah, no doubt. First pitch fouled off here.
Hooper Meyer. Just enough to get out into the fans.
But, yeah, he's pitched well. Again, as a freshman, a young man. It's a big stage. This is why you still play these consolation games, man. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's so tough to bounce back. And it is after you lose the state semifinal, but a chance to bring home some hardware. We know that in Lawrence today, two teams that were battling in a third-place game over there, game got canceled because of rain, so they're both just going to share third place. One team was up 6-0 in that game.
That doesn't seem all that
fair.
Yeah. You said it, not me. But
sorry.
No, that's right. Seems fair.
Yeah.
1-1 the count here on Cooper Meyer. Cole Graves, Jordan Martinek will follow here in the top of the six for Rossville as they lead it 2-0. And Caffrey again fighting through the rain. Can't get that call. A little bit low. 2-1.
Yeah, picked up just a little bit more now. Just that steady rain that you mentioned a few times here. Lights on and a little bit darker here at Old Toynton Family Stadium.
Yeah, I went a little bit low. Now 3-1. But when you talk about win, lose, or draw, still both these teams want to win. And that's a big spot here for Frankfurt. You don't want to give Rossville an opportunity to add to this lead this late in the game.
Good pitch.
Caffrey does fire in a strike on 3-1. And the first batter here in the sixth inning runs the count full with Cooper Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer's taken all the way there. And again, got to be tough with two if you're Meyer against the crafty Caffrey.
There he comes with it. He goes off speed and it missed outside ball 4. It's the fourth walk for Caffrey here today. And Meyer's at first with nobody out. That brings up Cole Graves and got a meeting coming up here on the mound for Frankfurt. Looks like a courtesy runner. I think Laycock's coming in to run there over there at first base for Meyer.
Well, with the stoppage right here, gives us a chance again just to give you a little bit of a reset. Only one hit in the game for Frankfurt offensively. 6 in this ballgame for them dogs from Rossville, leading 2-0. And with Rossville, again, there's no easy out in this lineup for Rossville. 1-9, consistent throughout the tournament, the season, and Caffrey once again has been pitching really effectively here today. But this Rossville team now with that walk, BTAD, has reached safely every single inning, at least one runner.
So after the meeting, Caffrey's still on the bump. And here is Cole Graves, who's 0-2. So Laycock, courtesy runner at first base for Meyer. And Caffrey's first pitch delivered in there, a little bit outside for 1. Now 2 runs, 6 hits collected here by Rossville so far. No runs, 1 hit. But no errors on either
correct
side. Yeah, defense.
Clean baseball.
And not so clean conditions. That pitch runs up and in. 2 balls and no strikes here on Graves.
And again, with the pitch limit and everything, you know, you got Peyton Adams who can't pitch, Wes Anderson, you know, can't throw. There's a lot of things for this Frankfurt team this week with Anderson having to go the distance and Adams.
There's a throw over to first.
Good throw.
And pretty close play, but back in there safely was Laycock, the courtesy runner. We saw Kelton Laycock on Monday throw a perfect fifth inning to shut the door on Marmonton Valley. Not much of an opportunity yesterday, but getting on the pass here in the rain today. Late swing and a foul off here by Cole Graves and 2-1 now the count.
I want to go back to it because, again, you want to throw your ace in the first quarterfinal, no doubt. You want to make it to the semifinals. But if maybe Rossville felt comfortable against Marmonton Valley, you bring Laycock in a little earlier, you get Cam Miller out of there earlier. You know, you feel like that changes that semifinal maybe?
Because it's all pretty strategic as that 2-1's in there for a called strike number 2.
I mean, Horgan pitched fine, you know, against TMP. It's just one of those things when you got this burner of a pitcher like we're seeing from Miller. He's got 9 strikeouts already through 5 innings.
He's been very good today. Big 2-2 runner took off, Laycock did, but foul off straight back into the netting by Graves, so we'll have to try to get it 2-2. It's getting a little bit darker, and the rain's starting to come up a little bit more heavy here.
Yeah,
Toynton Family Stadium.
Talked about the forecast over from Lawrence and that weather canceled that tournament over there, and it's moving this direction. It's coming from the east, this weather is, so it's only a matter of time before it reaches Manhattan.
There's a 2-2 check swing, and it looked like Graves held it up, and the count's going to be full at 3-2 with Laycock, the courtesy runner at first. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. A wet and rainy day.
It's a real rarity when you get, you know, weather and storms moving to the northwest like we're seeing today.
And a 3-2 in there called strike three.
The pitch there from Mr. Caffrey.
Laycock was taken off. He'll take second. Henry Ketter wasn't too concerned, but Graves is out number one on just the second strikeout today for Caffrey.
And beat that, I tell you that we've got about 20 minutes before the rain really settles in here in Manhattan.
Well, we will see how it goes. Right now we are in the sixth with Rossville leading it 2-0. We got a runner at second and one out. And Martinek fouling away the first pitch for strike number one.
This game does get called. It will be a complete game because we are past that fourth inning.
I think at this point anything is on the table. Now Martinek sends this high in the air, shallow center field, Schreiner running in, fighting through the wetness. He'll make the catch, and that is out number two.
I'm leaving the window open, big dog, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I mean, the rain's blowing in a little bit, but...
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Have you? You noticed it?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it. It's actually not that bad,
no.
At least for us.
No, it's not too terrible for us. We got to stop it here because we're getting some fresh baseballs out to the umpire, keeping them as dry as possible here.
So here's Cale Horgan with two outs. Runner at second is Laycock. He is a courtesy runner. Cooper Meyer reached to begin the inning with a walk. Rossville's lead 2-0 here in the sixth. Caffrey kicks it in there, and it's low for ball one. Horgan has walked today. He's also lined out to left.
Man, one pitch into the turf, and they kick it out. They say, nope,
don't
need
that. That ball anymore.
That ball is gonzo.
One ball, no strikes. As Caffrey again looking through the raindrops as the lights are slowly working their way on here at Toyton. That one just missed. Ball two. So 2-0 here on Cale Horgan. Rossville 2, Frankfort nothing. Runner at second, Laycock. They're in the sixth inning in Manhattan.
I think it's a big opportunity here for Rossville to get some insurance runs. If you're Frankfort, you need to try and shut the door.
That one runs inside and hits him. So on a 2-0 pitch, you're out away from Caffrey, and you see him wiping his hand on his jersey and his pants and a little bit of a slickness here, and this may be it for Colton Caffrey here today.
Very well could be, and again, it's just that unfortunate thing. He's pitched fairly, really well for a freshman at a state baseball tournament. It looks like we will have a pitching change. B-Tech coming in to pitch will be Eli Ketter.
All right, so we'll dissect the changes here for Frankfort as they trail Rossville 2-0. We're back after a timeout. It's high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride harder. Ride ready.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2-0 Rossville as we continue on in the sixth inning in the rain. Jake?
Yeah.
Let's go to our collective meteorologist here.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
I mean, the rain definitely picked up. It's kind of letting up a little bit. It's just that steady right now, like we've seen throughout the day. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, we're about 15 minutes away from pretty heavy rain coming in from the east, and they're doing everything they can to keep baseballs dry and keep this game continuing. But two outs here in the top of the sixth inning.
Eli Ketter's first pitch. It's in the dirt to Jacoby McDonald. But Rossville getting two more runners up on that wild pitch. And I see immediately Ketter just wiping the hand on the jersey as the rain. So you got Laycock, courtesy runner now at third, and Horgan to second. There's two outs in the inning, and the count 1-0, Aaron McDonald.
Site admin Chris Nelson went down on the field and looked at the home plate umpire and said, get a new ball.
That one in the dirt. Good stop by Henry Ketter there, and it's 2-0.
So they're doing everything from site administration, umpires, everybody, collected effort here to try and make sure we have continuous dry baseballs here to finish out this bowl game.
It's going to be very hard to keep the bowls dry at 2-0. Good pitch there by Ketter, and Eli did not get the outside corner, and he's got McDonald in a good spot at 3-0. Connor Bush in the on-deck circle. Rossville trying to add here late to a 2-0 lead. That pitch is high, ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded.
Tough spot to come in for Eli Ketter here in relief, but hit the batter, now walks the batter, and if you're Rossville right now, opportunity's not going to blow this game open. We talked about insurance runs at first, but now the bases are loaded with two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning for Connor Bush.
Bush has singled in this game. He is 1-for-3. He's also popped out and grounded out. Well, Colton Caffrey's day is done. Again, responsible for two of the three runners on, but six hits in the game allowed, scattered across 5 2/3 with four walks and two strikeouts. Eli Ketter's first pitch is low for ball one here to Connor Bush.
And we got time here as the coach for Frankfurt's coming out, and he's asking them about if they're going to be a delay here. He's asking for a delay.
Oh, he's seen about four of the last five pitches.
Yep.
Come straight into the dirt.
Yep. He's asking for a delay because of the steady rain that we're seeing right now. And Coach Hinton talks to the home plate umpire. Let's see if the home plate umpire goes to the site admin. He does not.
Umpire saying, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving. I can understand the side of the Frankfurt coaches.
Yeah.
Let's see how the rest of this inning unravels. Another low pitch, a little bit more up, but still kind of in the dirt there, 2-0.
And Eli Ketter right now, in his mind, he's got to focus in on that mitt. If you're Rossville, that bat does not come off your shoulder.
Now, time call here by the umpire. Stepping back in, Connor Bush. Now, you mentioned the length of the game that we have gone. We're into the sixth now. There's a good pitch, catching the inside corner for a called strike. But if this game were to get called, and it would still go down officially as a finished product. That one runs inside. 3-1. A walk would score a run for Rossville. 2-0 their lead here in the top of the sixth. The rain is steady.
Everybody wants.
Here's the 3-1.
Good
that
pitch.
One is in there. Okay. He's kind of figuring it out now.
It almost looks
maybe
like a knuckleballer, you know, just taking your sweet time and kind of getting it in there. Connor Bush has not taken the bat off his shoulder, but the runners will be moving on the pitch.
3-2, inside ball four, and that walks in a run.
Coach Hinton not happy with the home plate umpire right now. He's asking him if it was inside or low, and the umpire says that it was inside. Now we got to stop it because the home plate umpire is going to go get the collected conversation with the field umpires.
Well,
see about weather here.
I don't know if there's anything specific. I'm sure they're not talking about the
strike
weather,
ball
the
call. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the conversation.
No,
as the walk produced Rossville's third run of the game. 3-0 is their lead and still batting with two outs with Cannon Mitchell.
Yeah, I'm really unsure of what that stoppage was right there. And when we're in this moment right now with this rain ticking up and there's still one more ball game supposed to be played here tonight, I don't understand why we're delaying the game even more.
Mother Nature delays for nobody.
That's right.
We apparently delay for Mother Nature. And Eli Ketter has to get right back to it here with the ever-so-dangerous Cannon Mitchell with one swing of the bat could almost put a tip of the cap to this game, potentially. 3-0 our score. And that one over, but a little bit high for ball one.
Talk about Mitchell's opportunity to put this game on ice, and he's done it before, and defense shading him to the left side.
2 for 3, and now he sends this one out towards right center field,
wall.
And he's going to split the difference. And this is all sorts of trouble for Frankfurt. Mitchell rounding second. Helmet flies off. A lengthy head-first slide into third base. It is a 3-RBI triple with 2 outs, and the lead explodes to 6-0 Dawgs.
Unbelievable piece of hitting. Cannon Mitchell just talked to you about how they were shading him to the left side of the outfield. Schreiner, he was standing all the way over in left center. That ball was roped right back up the middle, a little bit to the right center portion. But my goodness, it was a good piece of hitting to where the defense was playing him. And he just clears the bags with one swing, and Mr. RBI King comes through again.
And Frankfurt's going to make another change on the mound. So 4 runs in this inning. And right there, what could have potentially been the dagger, a 3-RBI triple by Cannon Mitchell. He has 4 RBIs in the game. Rossville's lead is 6-0. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love. You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're back here in rainy Manhattan, 4-0 in this inning alone. 6-0 Rossville total as we continue on in the top of the sixth inning. Another pitching change here for Frankfurt. Cam Miller in there with Mitchell at third base and 2 outs in the inning.
Yeah, Luke Smith on the bump now for the Frankfurt Wildcats, and he's first offering in there for a strike against Miller. The 0-1 pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, and quickly in relief, Luke Smith, the third baseman that played first and now back to the mound, way ahead 0-2.
Here is the 0-2, and Miller fouls it away. But Cannon Mitchell again, right before that timeout, again that pitching change. A bases clearing triple to the gap in right center. And doubling it up from 3-0 to 6-0 in favor of the Dawgs. And that one gets way up in the air over the catcher and sliding in safely. Mitchell on the wild pitch.
Yeah, he tried to throw looked like a 12-6 curve the way his hand was trying to snap down there. And that ball never snapped. It came out of his hand hot and high. And Henry Ketter could not get up there and grab it, scoring easily from third. Was Cannon Mitchell for the 7th run for them Dawgs.
A 5th run this inning. The Wildcats again. It's kind of unraveling on their side. A 7-0 now lead as Miller chops this one to Anderson. Leaning back on the throw, and he nearly made a dazzling play. But Miller able to beat out that long throw by Anderson at short.
Yeah, that was a very long throw. Great play by Wes Anderson. But you see Coach Hinn coming out of the dugout and looking at his third baseman, Caffrey, and saying, hey, dude, that's your play, because Anderson ran pretty much to the third base side of the infield to make that play.
And once again, Sumner now the courtesy runner for Cam Miller. And officially batting around this inning is Rossville. Here's Horak with 2 outs and a runner at first. 7-0 Rossville here in this third place. 2-1A game. In Manhattan today, the rain continuing to fall. And
yeah,
it appears it's going to continue
to
fall.
Oh, yeah. It's not stopping anytime soon. Just thank goodness they moved to Manhattan on this beautiful turf complex.
Good pitch there by Smith, but just a little bit low to Horak. Now two balls and no strikes. Now both these teams entered this matchup with 24 wins on the year as this one's grounded to third. Caffrey, a long, tough play, and that throw is wide, and it's going to get down that right side of the first base line.
Uh-oh.
And a run is in, and now another throw is long and away from the catcher all the way back into the netting. A run is in to make it 8-0, but the throwing error is now becoming an issue.
Again, you got to attribute the throw right there from Eli Ketter to home. That thing just sailed out of his hand trying to come home with it. It looks like it just slipped out of his hand, and we've seen that many times in this sixth inning, and the Dogs have been taking advantage of every opportunity, plating six now here in this sixth inning to lead now 8-0.
And for the second time batting this inning, it is Cooper Meyer who began this inning with a walk, and he's came around to score one of the six runs, and now another one that gets away, and another run is going to score as Horak is in there on the wild pitch.
Yep, ball in the dirt gets by Henry Ketter, and scoring easily from third is Cale Horak.
It is now 9-0, Rossville.
Meyer got this inning started with a walk to get the scoring rolling, and this train continues to move through the station for the Dogs.
And Meyer coming up empty on that swing. Good pitch there by Luke Smith. It's one ball, one strike. So the 10th batter to come up here in this inning for Rossville. And Frankfurt, before this half inning started, was right in it, but it is not the case at the moment, as seven runs have been plated.
You got to keep in mind as well, top of the sixth, that Rossville plates one more. The run rule is in effect as we head to the bottom of the sixth.
It is one ball, two strikes here on Meyer. Luke Smith again now the third pitcher utilized today, and that one's a little bit low for ball two. Now, Mother Nature has been a bugaboo today across the state. And state tournaments getting altered across the board. Not the ideal way. Not doing the best they can to get everything in that they can. Now, count 3-2 here on Meyer. Rossville, a lengthy top of the sixth inning here. And a 3-2 is reaching out and just dumping it into the gap in left center, and the outfield misplayed it. It gets all the way up near the warning track. Meyer rounding second. The throw's cut off, and he'll slide into third with a triple.
Man, just you mentioned it, kind of threw his hands out there. Two strikes on you. You're just protecting. He throws the hands, and that ball carried right in between Schreiner and Wanklin. Slips between both of them all the way to the wall, and he's got a triple here with two away.
And Laycock will come in to be the courtesy runner for him. Laycock's probably like, thanks, man, you got me all the way to third.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't have to do much as now.
You know, the only place that I think you could play baseball or softball today for the state level and host a tournament site, Garden City or Dodge City. Only place that looks dry across the Kansas map today.
First pitch to Cole Graves is high for ball one. So now it's a 9-0 lead. Runner at third and two outs. Seven runs again have scored this inning for Rossville. And that one is high and getting to the backstop again. And the weather continuing to become an issue or be an issue here for the Wildcats. 10-0 on the wild pitch as Laycock, the courtesy runner, in from third.
And that's a big run for Rossville right there, because we mentioned it when Meyer was up to bat with two away. If Rossville was able to get to that 10-run mark, the run rule now in effect. Frankfurt has got to score at least one in the bottom half of this inning to keep the game going.
And now this is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And Cole Graves now aboard. And Jordan Martinek will come up, the 12th batter for Rossville this inning. Eights have come around to score.
Good piece of hitting there from Graves, and two-strike approach punches it out there for a single to keep this inning moving. The line continues to shift and move for Rossville here in the top of the sixth.
And Smith kicks and fires it in there to Jordan Martinek, and it's a little bit low for ball one. And Martinek in his fourth at bat today, he is 0-3, two lineouts and a flyout. Runner at first, and Allen runs inside and hits him.
Keep in mind, to begin this inning, B-10, it was a walk by Cooper Meyer, but then strikeout by Cole Graves, fly out by Jordan Martinek, and then a hit by pitch, what sparked the rest of the way this inning has gone for Rossville. There was two outs and only one runner on base, and all of this damage has been done with two outs for Rossville.
Here is Cale Horgan with two on and two outs. 13th batter to come to the plate here for Rossville in the top of the sixth inning. Their lead is now 10-0. The run rule now in effect, as Jake mentioned. Wildcats are going to have to do something offensively in the bottom half. That's assuming Rossville doesn't add to this 10-run lead. That first pitch was low here to Cale Horgan. One ball, no strikes. Rocking one batting glove on the left hand. Comes up empty on that swing. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, good pitch there from Luke Smith. Again, third pitcher in this inning for Frankfurt. And challenged Cale Horgan right there. Won the battle.
Graves at second. Martinek the runner at first. So 8 runs here in the sixth. The other two for Rossville back in the third. 10-0 their lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing outside. 2 balls, 1 strike.
We talked about how the rain got really heavy for about 5 minutes, and now it's lightened up with more of that just kind of light, steady
pace. And now this one's launched out of play, foul, way out in front.
I mean, plenty of puddles around the area, no doubt. Our walk to the truck's going to be a little sloppy.
But that is okay.
No doubt about it. We're getting games in. That's all that matters at this point.
And Rossville now in control late. Next pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Henry Ketter to keep it in front, but now the count is full at 3-2.
Runners will be moving on the pitch here from Luke Smith. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away, runners at first and second.
It's gotten out of hand this inning for Frankfurt. Rossville with 8 runs scored, still batting, looking for more. 3-2 by Smith is launched. Foul out of play. That was a big swing.
Oh, yeah.
By Cale Horgan.
Definitely took a hack there and got after it.
So it stays 3 balls, 2 strikes. Graves at second. Martinek the runner at first. Rain continuing to fall here in MHK. Here's a 3-2 by Smith, and it's in the dirt, ball 4. So the inning continues once again.
Bases loaded now, and Jacoby McDonald back to the top of the order for Rossville. We already mentioned how they kind of could blow the game open. They have done that. Now they can just add even more.
He has walked twice today. And the first pitch here by Luke Smith is high for ball 1. Now, Frankfurt's just trying to get one out. It has been a struggle to do so. And there's a called strike to Jacoby McDonald, who is batting for a 5th time in this game.
Now the 12th batter to come to the plate after the second out recorded in this inning.
That is a staggering number, and the pitch comes inside and hits McDonald. And Luke Smith, all he could do was kind of throw his hands up and look into the dugout like, what am I supposed to do?
I can't grip it. It's tough. It's not easy.
So an RBI for Jacoby McDonald as Graves comes in to score. Martinek to third, Horgan to second, McDonald now on first. It's an 11-0 Rossville lead. And at this point, if you're Frankfurt, what's kind of the MO?
Well, Coach Hampton just called time, is going out there. He's got his whole infield in there with him. And at this juncture, he's just saying, guys, I know that this is tough. I know the rain causing issues. I understand that we can't grip a baseball that well right now. And he's looking at his pitcher and he's saying, hey, Luke, just give me a ball over the dish. Allow him to put it in play. And defense, we need you to make a play. We got to get out of this inning, limit where we're at right now, and then we got to go score a few runs in the bottom half of this inning. But he's just encouraging the guys right now. What a great season they've had to this point. And, you know, at this juncture, you're just trying to get one more out. So your encouragement is to Luke Smith, just get the ball across the plate. Allow him to get a ball put in play and try to record this final out.
And this certainly has been the inning with the most consistent rainfall.
Oh, for sure.
So It had been steady to a certain degree off and on, but not to what we have seen consistently here through this inning, which it's just really unfortunate timing if you're the side of Frankfurt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then Rossville, when they come out in the bottom half of the inning, they're going to deal with the same exact thing. You know, the ball is going to be slippery. It's going to be wet. You know, that, and that's the mindset if you're Frankfurt, is that, hey, they're going to have to go through it as well. The Rossville, they got to continue to just take advantage of the situation in front of them.
Connor Bush, now the count in his favor, 2-0. First pitch by Smith was high, and that second one ran inside. The bases are still loaded. 9 runs have scored for the Dogs. Their lead is 11-0 here in the top of the sixth. Rain being a bugaboo all day.
And I got to give credit to the umpire, too, because his zone has not shifted with the conditions. A lot of times you can see that happen.
And a 2-1. It runs inside, and it gets to the backstop. Here comes Martinek. The tag applied in time for the out.
Good job there. Great hustle by Henry Ketter. And covering home was Luke Smith. That's probably not how Coach Hinton drew it up. But Frankfurt gets the final out. But how about them Dogs? 9 runs in the top of the sixth inning. They now lead 11-0.
Well, now Frankfurt needs 2 at minimum to keep their season alive for at least one more inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth here in rainy Manhattan. It's all Rossville. They lead Frankfurt 11-0.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Looking for a hands-on agriculture-focused job close to home? Ag Partners Cooperative is hiring for multiple operations-focused positions across our Northeast Kansas locations. You'll work with a great team, support the community you live in, and enjoy unbeatable benefits like great health insurance, strong retirement options, reliable and flexible hours, paid time off, and more. You will have more than just a job, but a place to build a future. Apply today at agpartnerscoop.com/careers. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the rain is not flowing up in any way, shape, or form here in Manhattan, Kansas. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollis, and Brandon Tamba with you, Cam Miller in Rossville. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up here for Frankfurt. They're down 11-0. Routine grounder to start, and a high throw by the shortstop, Cannon Mitchell. And starting this inning off, Wes Anderson, he gets on via the throwing air.
Well, we just talked about it in the top half of the inning that Rossville, they were the benefactors of the weather. Frankfurt struggling to have a controlled throw. And
I guarantee you, Cannon Mitchell at short in fine conditions not going to throw it to first base on a routine play quite like that.
Correct.
And here's Eli Ketter again. Frankfurt needing at least 2 runs to force the seventh inning. Now there goes the bat on a swing and miss.
Got
Eli Ketter.
And those are the situations right there. Eli Ketter, you know, again, nothing against that kid. He doesn't throw a bat by any stretch. That's when you'll see site administrators get involved. When bats start flying like that, that's when safety issues come into play because a kid cannot hang on to it. He went over, got some pine tar on his gloves, going to be able to hang on to that bat a little bit stronger. But those are the situations when people are asking about safety with rain right there. Henry Ketter doesn't throw the bat ever. Slips right out of his hands.
And it got right nestled in front of the Frankfurt dugout on the third base side. Come back to it. He decides to put a bunt down. Does so beautifully. Horgan at third. On to first. And it gets away from Martinek. And now the Wildcats first and third with nobody out here in the inning.
Good bunt there by Ketter just to get it down. And tough play by Horgan again. In normal conditions, we said it in the top half of this inning. Normal conditions, Frankfurt doesn't struggle like they did. Here in the bottom half, Rossville doesn't struggle unless these conditions are different as well. But, hey, this is where we're at.
That goes E5. So now it is back-to-back errors here for Rossville. And Wildcats down 11-0 with runners at the corners. And we have now had to close the window a little bit. The weather now is starting to become a little more troublesome.
We've been men about this, no doubt, but now it's time to shut the window.
It is one ball, no strikes here on Schreiner, and he takes a called strike from Miller. It's 1-1. So 11-0 our score. Rossville getting 9 of those 11 runs in the top half of this inning. Well, Wes Anderson at third, Eli Ketter at first, Schreiner with the 1-1 count. Miller has started and looking to end it here for Rossville, and he threw the fastball, the big swing and miss there by Schreiner, and he's behind at 1-2.
And Miller's got some moxie right now. He was fired up after that swing and miss. He thought it was strike three.
The fans probably not loving it so much. And that one is high, and it kicks away. Catcher can't find it in Meyer, and coming in to score for the Frankfurt first run. On that wild pitch, it was Wes Anderson, 11-1, now our score.
Moving up to second, Eli Ketter. That's the one of two runs that Frankfurt is required to have here in the bottom half of the sixth inning if they want this game to continue. And you're just seeing the struggles from Rossville like we saw the top half of this inning from Frankfurt.
2-2 the count here on Schreiner. Now the runner at second, Eli Ketter. Here's the pitch. In there, called strike three.
Caught the corner. Big pitch there for Cam Miller to get the first out of this bottom half of the sixth.
Double-digit K effort here in this game today for Cam Miller. 10 strikeouts. 11-1 our score. And we're coming right back to it with Peyton Adams. Eli Ketter still at second. First pitch just missed outside for ball one. And you mentioned, Jake, there is still one more game to be played.
Yeah.
At least supposed to.
Yeah.
You got Russell and Burlington. That's the consolation final in Class 3A.
I'm looking at the old radar right now. And
the what?
The radar.
Okay.
Radar.
Want to make sure.
It's getting a little bit heavier here in Manhattan.
There's a called strike. And Adams evened up at 1-1. You got Eli Ketter at second base. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wildcats need at least one more here to force the seventh inning. Down 11-1. That one.
Yeah, good
and 1-2.
Caught the outside corner right there. Adams thought it was outside, but now down to 1-2.
Remember when I said both teams had no errors? And there goes the bat again. Oh, boy. And dancing out of the way was Caffrey in the on-deck circle. And that's the second time that we have seen a bat go flying from a Frankfurt Wildcat and not because of frustration.
No, that's what opens up the eyes of site administrators more than anything else.
One ball, two strikes. It is pouring here in Manhattan. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Oh, and Miller, frustration as he thought he got the outside corner. Instead, it's 2-2 on Peyton Adams.
Yeah, I think it's pouring right now, buddy. Wait a couple more minutes. This is almost here.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on, bottom of the sixth inning. Late swing and a foul off here down the right side. Staying alive is Peyton Adams in third place in Class 2-1A on the baseball diamond here in 2026. Excited two local teams, one out of the Big East, one representing the TBL. But right now it's all Big East, 11-1. A 2-2. In there, strike three.
Big pitch there from Miller and Adams. He is letting the home plate umpire hear it, and you don't like seeing that this juncture of the ball game. And I understand frustrations are pouring over a little bit, but
no pun intended.
Hey-o.
So it's down to this. Here's Colton Caffrey, runner at second base. Wildcats got to find a way to get Ketter home. And a strike call here as Caffrey showed bunt and came up empty.
That defense for Rossville playing down, catch him off guard.
That could be the final at-bat of the season for Frankfurt. Rossville trying to shut the door. Caffrey again showing bunts, and he pulls back, and it's in there for strike two. In the process, Ketter moving up to third.
Cam Miller is one of the most emotional guys you can see in this Rossville team. He's trying to get one more strike here, and you'll see him go electric.
He has pitched sensational. All postseason long, the 0-2, swing and a miss. And that will do it. Well, the way it's gone for Cam Miller, why not strike out the side in a wet and rainy Toyton Family Stadium to secure a third-place finish in 2-1-A?
Again, he's the ace for this team, his senior season, and, man, he pitched so well today, shutting the door that was creaking open for Frankfurt, but shut down by the big man himself, Cam Miller. What an outing for him, and the Dogs win 11-1.
All right, we'll go to the post-game coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Wanklin Oil is celebrating 100 years in business on May 30th of this year. The customer appreciation event for Wanklin Oil will be held in Winifred, Kansas, starting at 4 p.m. on May the 30th. There'll be giveaways, food, live music, and RSVP.com. Live music by the Lazy Wayne Band, fun for all ages. Make sure to attend the 100-year celebration of Wanklin Oil.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your current trailer? Trailers for You in Frankfurt can help you. I'm Jane Studer, and I've worked in the trailer business for over 20 years. We carry travel-long trailers, Merritt aluminum stock trailers, and utility trailers. Give us a call at 785-292-4166 if you're looking for a dump trailer. We have a large selection to choose from in both bumper pull and gooseneck models. Again, 785-292-4166. Trailers for You in Frankfurt or online at trailers4u.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we got it in, and it took six innings here in Manhattan today. Class 2-1-A State Baseball Tournament consolation final went the way via Rossville with an 11-1 victory over Frankfurt. As, again, a fourth-place finish for the Wildcats, a top-three finish for Rossville in 2-1-A baseball in 2026. Back one final time here at Toyton Family Stadium. The window is now closed for us, Jake. The weather, again, obviously, you would have loved to have seen these two teams play in this game on a sunny 75-degree day with no participation. And you know the game's going to come out different than what we saw. You know, the rain stayed away for the most part through the first four or five innings. But once we got into the sixth, and at the time, a 2-0 game for Rossville, so Frankfurt was certainly right there, that's when the rain started coming. And the throwing errors became an issue. The pitchers for Frankfurt, they had to utilize three in that sixth inning with nine runs scoring for Rossville. I mentioned it, just kind of unlucky timing, you know, for Frankfurt going into that sixth inning. And obviously you got to take advantage if you're Rossville, and certainly they were able to do so and win it in six innings.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, it was 2-0 game when the weather really wasn't a factor. And that's what we expected. These are two really good teams that deserve to be in this third place game, and two teams that are very, very commonly, as far as acquainted with each other because of competition and like-minded schedules in a way. But Cam Miller, from the jump, was absolutely dominant here tonight for Rossville on the bump. The only bugaboo inning he really had was that bottom of the sixth inning when the rain was really, really heavy. And you got to give a lot of credit to Colton Caffrey as well, the freshman for Frankfurt. Hey, Rossville scattered five hits on him and only scored two runs against him. And so that's the game that we really, really had. Now, no doubt about it, the rain hit, and it caused a lot of issues defensively for Frankfurt in this ball game. But you can't take away anything from the game plan that Rossville had from the beginning, the pitching by Mr. Cam Miller, because if Frankfurt's able to scratch a couple runs across early in this game and make it either 2-1 or 2-2, when the rain hits. This game is still different, I feel like, regardless. So, again, big credit, big ups to them Dogs from Rossville, but great season for Frankfort. You mentioned it the first time to the state tournament in a very, very long time. And a good opportunity for them to get a taste because they're going to be bringing a lot of kids back, no doubt. So will the Dogs.
Yeah, certainly. Rossville going to have a little bit more turnover, you know, with the starters 1 through 9. But, you know, Rossville, again, second straight trip to the state tournament. Last year, 1 and done. This year, a third place finish here in 2-1A with an 11-1 victory over the Frankfort Wildcats. So the Wildcats in their season, a record of 24-5. They are the three-time defending Twin Valley League champs. As we mentioned, they're going to have a lot of pieces coming back next year. Wes Anderson, the lone senior, that really contributed heavily throughout this state tournament run for Frankfort. And then on the side for Rossville, with the win today and a third-place mark, a record of 25-5. Cam Miller again, all 6 innings pitched, fighting through the weather conditions today, scattering just 1 hit by Frankfort across those 6 innings, and the 1 run unearned with 3 walks and 12 strikeouts. And the freshman Colton Caffrey pitching into the 6th inning goes 5 2/3. He walked 4, had a couple of strikeouts, but again, the freshman getting some big-time experience in a big-time game here at Toynton Family Stadium. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors throughout the week. Not quite done just yet with baseball and softball. Both Silver Lake teams, as of right now, scheduled to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course, baseball and softball, Silver Lake for 3A state championships. We are scheduled to have those here across the networks. We'll have Jake kind of handle the kind of programming note here, of course, for 92.1 and the Pulse moving forward, and we'll get the totals and then get you out of here after that.
Yeah, a little programming information. If you're listening here on 92.1 KMZA, back to regularly scheduled programming music here this evening. 96.9 The Pulse will get you into Liveline with Mason here in just a few moments, as well as it's Throwback Thursday on Liveline with Mason. Feel free to give a call and request your favorite song at 85 Liveline. We'll get you into that here just momentarily. Now, tomorrow, scheduled start time is 4 o'clock for Silver Lake baseball on 96.9 FM. Justin Fluke will have a call for you right here on 96.9 for that. However, for softball, because of all the delays and all the cancellations and all the things that have happened in Lawrence today, they are trying to resume the 2-1A softball semifinals at 9:30 tomorrow, which probably puts the Silver Lake championship game on KNZA tomorrow for softball back closer to 2:30 to 3:30 start time. Now, there is expected rain overnight and tomorrow as well. So that schedule is ever changing over there in Lawrence, just because it's a dirt field, infield over there in Lawrence. Here in Manhattan, all signs, all conversations have pointed in the direction, as long as there's no lightning, even with heavy rain, they will put these games through. And so it's expected that Silver Lake baseball here in Manhattan will start on time at 4 o'clock tomorrow here from Toyton Family Stadium. Again, that game on 96.9 The Pulse, and Silver Lake softball will be on 103.9 KNZA. Always check out us on X, Twitter, whatever you call it. I still call it Twitter.
Twitter.
Brandon does a great job putting that information out there. MSCSports.net. We'll also have updated information on there, as well as the Kansaland Facebook page for all the updates as we know them, as we get told from the site administrators. We will pass that along to you as well. But for tonight, again, 96.9 will get you into Liveline with Mason. 92.1 will get you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Before the final tallies, again, another programming note for listeners out there for both Rossville and Frankfort State track and field updates.
Yes.
Will be hourly at the bottom of the hour all day tomorrow and Saturday. We are scheduled, we as in you and I, scheduled to have a wrap-up show for state track on Kansaland Country.
Yep.
So that'll be 103.9 and 92.1, and those updates on those stations also Care Country, correct?
Yes.
93.7. So 9:30 a.m., 6:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, bottom of the hour, hourly updates from Wichita and state track. I think we were pushing close to 200 kids that were paying attention to across 30-plus teams. So,
yeah.
And all those Live results will be updated on our website as well. So if you miss an update at the bottom of an hour, just go to mscsports.net. All of those track and field updates and events will be updated as they come through as well. Final thought here. Again, you know, you wish it could have gone different, you know, especially for Frankfurt. You would have loved a beautiful, perfect, sunny afternoon here in Manhattan. But, you know, credit both these teams for fighting through the conditions. And obviously, Rossville seized a little bit more of the advantage with that in, again, the sixth-inning win.
It's been a lot of fun the last 2 weeks. Again, for me, getting to, you know, jump back on with you and follow our local teams, making these pushes to the deep state realm. We had 7 teams make it to state and 5 teams that are collecting a top 4 finish in the state. That's really, really impressive and really, really fun. Every sporting season, we always talk about it, how fortunate and blessed we are to live where we do and cover teams like we do. Congratulations to Rossville baseball, placing third. Congratulations to Frankfurt for finishing fourth. And just 2 really good teams finishing in the top 4 of the state is impressive coming from our area, no doubt about it. So those are my final thoughts, my man. I appreciate you letting me jump on
with you.
And that wrap-up show, 7 p.m., the start time for that on Saturday night on 103.9 and 92.1.
All right, let's get you out of here with this. Final tallies in this third-place game today in Manhattan as Rossville gets the win. 11-1 in 6 innings. Rossville finishing their 26th season, a record of 25-5. Today in the win against Frankfurt, 11 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and they left 8 on base. Cam Miller, the complete game, 1 hit with 1 unearned run allowed with 12 strikeouts and 3 walks. Colton Caffrey took the loss, pitching into the 6th, 4 runs allowed, 4 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. Just 1 run and 1 hit today for Frankfurt in the losing effort, their 4th place finish here in 2026. A record of 24-5 for Seth Tollefson, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman signing off from a wet and rainy Toyton Family Stadium as you've been listening to high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your